So what's Tyler Andrews been up to? Last time we spoke with the 30-year-old, he'd clocked the fastest known running time on the 40-mile Salkantay Inca Trail through the Andes. Most hikers take 4 days. He took 6 hours. Among his world records, one for the fastest treadmill marathon. Always something with that, Tyler. And now he's trying to beat the fastest known times, or FKTs, on 10 of South America's most challenging peaks, including Ecuador's over 19,000-foot Cotopaxi volcano and the world's tallest volcano, Chile's Ojos del Salado. We have incredible pictures at herenow.org, but it's all while raising funds for his Chaski Foundation, his charity to fund running programs in disadvantaged communities. Tyler joins us now from Ecuador. What are you attempting to do on these peaks?
The term FKT that you mentioned, fastest known time, is kind of a little subculture in running and trail running, mountain running especially, that's kind of sprung up a lot during COVID. You just go out and run on a specific route, and there's no organized race, there's no finish line, there's nothing like that. It's kind of just you against, you know, the history books. And I think for obvious reasons, that's been really popular during the pandemic because you don't need to have 40,000 people running a marathon at the same time. You can have people going out and doing these things by themselves.
Well, you pick these just amazing peaks because you say you need goals that scare you. As we said, you got the fastest known time on the Ojos del Salado in Chile. But just a couple weeks later, you came up a little short on Tungurahua, a volcano in Ecuador.
Yep.
How tough was that? Some would have quit right there.
Yeah, I mean, I think that, you know, one of the things I learned is that one of the big differences between running on the track or a road marathon even versus running up a 15 or 20,000 foot mountain is that the mountains really have a big input into whether your day is going to go well or not. When we did the Ojos del Salado record, it was an absolutely perfect day. Conditions on the mountain were really good. It was like, okay, the mountain is saying yes, it's granting us safe passage. And we brought the record down from 21 hours to 9 hours. And then Tungurahua was pouring rain. It was really muddy. I think I was probably within maybe 20 minutes of the summit and just started hearing thunder. And you're on a really exposed ridge at that point. And that's where I've learned to listen to that fear and know when it's fear that's exciting and motivating and when it's fear that is a warning sign of actual danger. And being up at 19,000 feet or 18,000 feet on an exposed mountaintop in a thunderstorm, to me, that's too much danger for me to tolerate. And so that's where it's like, okay, it's not worth it today. We're going to go back down.
Yeah, you'd have to have that discipline to know when the mountain is saying no and not take it personally, because then, yes, you do go on to Cotopaxi, held by the best big mountain speed climber in the world. He's got the records for Kilimanjaro and Denali. I mean, it must be a thrill, or is it too, like, just gasping for air to be a thrill? I mean, what's it like when you're running up there?
The shorter routes like Cotopaxi, I'm just pushing as hard as I can, and I'm redlining, and I'm just trying to stay on the right side of that line. And there was this moment where I kind of got to this decision point where I was high up on the mountain and it was kind of a sketchy piece. There was a crevasse crossing and I was by myself and I was not on a rope team, which I had never done before. And I kind of had this moment where I actually stopped and like looked at the route and was like, okay, is this a level of risk that I'm willing to tolerate? And again, going back to that idea of fear and kind of knowing when to listen to fear and knowing when to push through fear, that was a time where my rational brain was able to take a second and say, okay, this is okay. I can deal with this. This is risk that I'm willing to tolerate. The longer routes like Ojos, where it's 9.5 hours and, you know, you're starting out in the middle of the night and you're finishing in the midday, there are those moments of like real serenity, you know, running through the darkness by yourself and it's completely silent. And those are really, really special, beautiful moments that you don't get very often, to take a step back from the strain of what you're actually doing and say, this is unbelievable that I'm even here, let alone that I'm, you know, trying to do something that, you know, maybe no one's ever done before.
We'll have pictures at herenow.org, but your description of, you know, coming to like crevasses is making my palms sweat. Well, so you founded this Chaski Foundation. By the way, Chaskis were messengers of the Inca Empire?
Exactly, yeah. So the Chaskis were the original ultra trail runners. The Incans had this incredible network of trails that traversed this extremely rugged terrain over thousands of miles. And they essentially had a network of relay runners where they could send a message out from one point with a bunch of relay runners running in different directions, and they'd pass the message on to the next person, and then they'd pass it on to the next person. Chaskis really held the whole empire together in terms of communication.
Do you ever feel like an Incan messenger, you know, wings appearing on your heels?
I don't want to like dive too much into the cultural appropriation of that. Like, I definitely respect the Chaskis, and like, I have lots of friends who are athletes who have indigenous ancestors here in South America. And mostly, like, when I run with those guys in the mountains, they remind me of like, who is the real Chaski here? You know, like, they kick my butt up and down these mountains. But, you know, it's something that I aspire to and I'm inspired by.
Tyler Andrews, running some of the tallest peaks in South America in pursuit of the world's fastest known times on each of them. Tyler, stay safe. Keep us posted.
Thank you so much.